The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. What should be done to protect our liberty, recently so viciously attacked by the marriage decision of the U.S. Supreme Court? 6 judges on that court should be impeached, but due to the lack of courage in the average congressman, that's not likely. What can be done is that our states can rise up and refuse to enforce this decision, which so violates the Scripture and our U.S. Constitution. The state stepping in between the people and the disordered national government is the biblical principle of interposition. You may be asking, what on earth does interposition mean? Noah Webster, in his First American Dictionary, defined interposition as being the act of, quote, placing or coming between, intervention. Then he added this comment to illustrate what he meant. The interposition of the moon between the earth and the sun occasions a solar eclipse. In government, all authority flows out of God. As Romans 13:1 says it, there is no authority except from God. Government rulers have authority only because God has allowed them that authority. God first deposits this governmental authority in the people at large. The people, by their choice or election, delegate to certain individuals the right to exercise certain powers over them so that bad individuals may be controlled from taking away the rights of good people. Thus, you have a flow of authority from the throne of God to the common people of the nation who entrust certain specific powers to government servants for the purpose of maintaining order in a society. God first gave this system of government to the Jews through Moses, as recorded in Deuteronomy 1. However, when any government ruler or a group of government rulers step out from under the flow of God-given authority and take to themselves more authority than the people have granted them, then the principle of interposition is needed to correct their unlawful actions. In other words, someone is needed to step in between the unlawful government and the people. The individual state should be the first line of interposition. This is what Texas is doing by refusing to enforce the Supreme Court's marriage decision. Esther is a good biblical example of this principle of interposition. When Haman, the wicked servant of King Xerxes, deceived the king into allowing him to destroy all the Jews, Esther, the queen, another government authority, appealed to the king to stop Haman's actions. Her interposition saved the Jewish nation. America's founders were doing the same thing when they wrote our Declaration of Independence. King George III had stepped outside the flow of God's authority and had misused his authority as God's government servant. He actually canceled all the governments in the colonies of America so that we actually had no say in what laws were forced onto us. Because of this, our founders appealed to the rightful colonial government servants to interposition themselves between the king and the American people. After every appeal to the king had gone unheeded, the people's representatives finally, on July 2, 1776, voted to establish their own government directly under God's authority. Where are the statesmen in our state legislatures who are willing to stand between this disordered national government and the people? Will one like Esther or Jehoiada the priest please stand up? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.